Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's match day at WOSU Public Media. More about that in a moment. One of the buildings under construction at 14th Avenue and Pearl Street in the heart of the 15 and High development will house the WOSU Public Media headquarters. That will include television and radio operations, the All Sides with Ann Fisher studio, and the entire administration. WOSU General Manager Tom Ryland has made the promise of this new home almost a full-time job on top of everything else he does during the last few years. He joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. It's great to be here.
I am Ann Fisher. Joining me, Tom Ryland, our general manager at WOSU Public Media. It is WOSU Public Media Match Day on 89.7 NPR News. This is an exciting one-day giving event that helps support WOSU Public Media. Today only, your investment will be matched by a generous group of WOSU donors who gave in advance. This match is in effect for today only. All gifts will be matched up to $50,000. So give now and be a part of Match Day. Visit WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678.
Yes, Ann, that's right. And today's match day is extra special because the money raised will support the new WSU headquarters, which you mentioned. We're building the headquarters near Ohio State's campus right off High Street at 14th and Pearl. And the dollars you give today will support the future and lay the foundation of WSU. Those gifts will be matched because today is match day. And you can be part of this one-day giving event and be part of the next new chapter of WSU Public Media. Visit WOSU.org to contribute right now or call us. We have it's a really exciting day around here. We have a lot of volunteers. We'll take your call at 866-897-9678.
We're only going to be here for one day asking for your contribution. We have a match pool of $50,000. Make a gift in any amount, and that gift will be matched. And when you make a gift of $60 or more today, we have a special way to say thank you. You'll get a WOSU Challenge Coin. This is a gold coin with a picture of our new building on one side and the WOSU logo on the other side. The coin comes with a certificate to celebrate your contribution to our new headquarters and the future of public media in Central Ohio. Get your own WOSU Public Media Challenge Coin and certificate when you make a gift of $60 or more right now. Visit WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678. And we're talking about the new WOSU headquarters this hour and also how it is part and parcel of a larger endeavor by the Ohio State University. My guest is Tom Ryland. He's general manager of WOSU Public Media. You've written a book about the 100-year history of WOSU. Which we're celebrating this year, among many other things. You've written the authoritative history of this of the state of public media in Central Ohio. The book is titled Sparks Flew, WOSU Century on the Air. It came out in April. Half of that century has been spent here in the basement of the Fawcett Center.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have a great history. In fact, this month, it's really always we're hitting historic moments right now because we had an experimental radio station called 8XI. They didn't have call letters in 1920 to hand out, and we started a public service of weather and market reports to farmers throughout Central Ohio and Ohio as a whole in 1920. So. We're really at the century mark right now, but we didn't become an official, regularly programming station until 1922. So we got two more years, and then we're going to celebrate that 100 years. But yes, we you know, and the station was actually split up on campus for about 50 years in a small World War I hangar on 19th Avenue in the heart of campus is where the radio station was until 1970. And at North Star and Lane, there's still a state broadcast facility at that location now. That's where we went on the air in 1956 with our television station and then moved here in 1970. It was the first time in 1970-71, 50 years ago, when radio and TV came together at the Fawcett Center in the primarily in the basement of the Fawcett Center.
Yeah, exactly. At least that's where we are
right now. With no
talking
windows.
To you with no windows. No windows in most of our offices. There are going to be a lot of windows in the new building.
Quite the opposite.
Big difference.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite.
Big difference.
Yeah.
You know, back then, though, in the 70s when WOSU moved here to the Fawcett Center, it was a futuristic type of pursuit at that time.
Yeah, it was. It was a Novice Fawcett's vision, actually, which is why it's called the Fawcett Center, to have a conference center that brought in the best and the brightest from throughout the country, throughout the world, to do conferences and forums and panels. And the idea was to bring the station into the basement of that to cover those panels and those forums and those speeches, which we did. But what it did also is isolate us from the students. Students have a tough time getting to us. Mm-hmm. It also meant that we would not have a very public and very accessible space, very visible space. And all those things kind of went into the discussion of the new facility, which we believe will be a 100-year building as well, which will provide more transparency, more collaboration, certainly more visibility at 14th and Pearl.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about the new WOSU public media headquarters to be built at 14th and Pearl in the 15 and High development by the Arts District that's developing as well on the edge of the OSU campus. Coming up later, we're going to hear from the Dean of Arts and Sciences about that role in all of this. And also we're going to hear from the architect of the new building about how you design a 100-year building, as we're calling it. Now, more than ever, public media is essential, and the new WOSU headquarters is a space where trusted, impartial journalism can thrive. This new building means we can bring you even more in-depth global and local news. The news and information that you depend on. If having trusted news is important to you, then make an investment in the future of WOSU. Make a gift today on Match Day. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
That's right, Ann. And if you're a member right now, thank you. But consider making an additional gift to fund our future service to you. Your one-time gift will be matched right now. When you give at $60 or more, we will thank you with a WOSU Challenge coin and certificate to commemorate your support of our new headquarters. There's a picture of this beautiful keepsake coin on our website. Make a gift right now. Become a part of this special day, this very historic day in WOSU's history, this match day at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678.
We have a match pool of $50,000. Put those dollars to use and have your gift matched right now. Your generosity is essential in the creation of this new place, new space, and new experience for our community. That's what we're talking about this hour. In this new building, WOSU Public Media will be able to make more engaging content for years and years to come. This programming is for you, our listeners. You are the most valuable part of WOSU Public Media. And I can't wait, and I know Tom can't wait either, to meet more of you in a place that is more inviting to the outside world. So be a part of Match Day and be a part of WOSU's future. Give at WOSU.org. Or by phone at 866-897-9678. Thank you to Paulette Aris in Columbus and also Richard Bretz in Columbus. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. Yeah, and when you talk about that, Ann, it really is not just a studio and a facility for administration, et cetera. On the first floor, it's going to be a tremendous collaborative space, a community studio that is going to be used for forums and debates and performances. And as I heard this morning, maybe All Sides with Ann Fisher.
Exactly, yeah. People have been responding to that, by the way, that we'll have live shows that the public can enjoy.
We are. And so it's going to be a very flexible space for a lot of uses. We want the community to use that space. We want Ohio State to use that space. And of course, it'll be all wired. We'll be able to capture things for live streaming or for broadcast. It's going to be a very special place that faces it forward, where people can walk through and have an experience. We're also working with some other partners on the reception area, which is adjacent to that space, to have an experience when you walk in. So it's not just photographs and things like that, but actually have a hands-on experience about the science of broadcasting and some other things. So we're thrilled with that first floor, which will face the public and the public will have access to. So that's part of the building. We have other things we can talk about, the Media Learning Lab and other things. But we're really excited about all aspects of the facility, not just for us, but for the general public.
It has so much more to do with people outside of us than the people inside the building right now. Thank you to Eric Lipschitz from Columbus and also Janie Miller and Galleon. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News and WOSU Public Media. Don't miss your chance to get that thank you gift, by the way, the WOSU coin and certificate. Make a gift today. Have that gift matched. Match day ends at 8 p.m. So that means you have something like 10 hours left to be a part of this special day. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Thanks to Dan Abel in Columbus. He says Ann's show rocks. Well, here's the thing.
Well, there you go.
It's not just my show. It's everybody's show. That's the way it feels, and that's the way we feel about WOSU. Yeah. It's not our station.
It's the community station. It really is. And that's why we have so many members, so many contributors, so many people who listen and watch and connect to us. And we want to grow that. The Central Ohio is growing tremendously. But we want to grow with that. And that's part of this as well.
Yeah, it really feels like it. I've been with the station for 10 years and it's been plowing ahead. And sometimes people say to me, well, you made a good move at the right time. And, you know, they're back in the day when I was growing up, they said radio wouldn't be around, but it's forever.
Yeah, it is. It is. They were worried about newspapers 100 years ago, you know, not being around. Mm-hmm. And we still think it'll be around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Hope so. You know, public media is a different sort of an animal, though. Yeah. Most regions typically are home to maybe just one station. There aren't that many structures built for them, which is very interesting. How did you communicate the needs to people when you first ventured on, you know, embarked on this venture?
As far as the new facility?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about our history and where we were. And you know, today, there's just one aspect to that is today when you create content, it's a very much a collaborative effort. It has to be a collaborative effort. I mean, your show is often usually on television, for instance. It's usually available digitally on our app almost immediately after you complete it. So we're talking about a cross television, radio, digital, in-person, public engagement, all that kind of melds together. This building is not fit for that. This building we have
that we're in right now.
Television, the building we're in right now. We have television in one place, radio another, digital another. We don't even see each other a lot
exactly.
of times. And so it's not a very good building for any future collaboration because, you know, as most people know, these collaborations come out of coffees with someone and having breakfast or running into someone in the hallway. And in this facility, unfortunately, we just don't have that common place. And we're going to have so many common places in the new facility. So that's just one aspect of internal kind of behind the scenes. But it's very important to think about public media as a very collaborative effort so that no matter what media anyone's using, they can access what we produce. And that's really important. And so that's part of it. The other part is really re-engaging, and we're going to talk about that, mm-hmm. I think, with the executive dean coming up, but reforging the links W has had for years with the campus.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have students, thousands and thousands of students, walking by our doorstep every day. And that's going to change us. And we also have instant access to faculty on campus. Even though we're in a community, we're in the university district, we'll also have this incredible access to all the resources of Ohio State at our doorstep. So that's exciting.
Thank you to Colette Meyer. She is giving on behalf of her fifth grade son, Evan Adores. Evan, thank you so much, Evan. I think that one of the things I love about some of our promotional materials that we use for the new building, Tom, is that we show it's also a family space, that it's a multi-generational space. There's going to be, there's nothing really more popular than the children's
programming.
Than Daniel Tiger. Let's just say
Let's just say it.
We're chopped liver.
Or Clifford. You know. Yes, we are.
Good morning. This is 89.7 NPR News. We're celebrating WOSU Public Media Match Day. I'm Ann Fisher, and joining me is WOSU General Manager Tom Ryland. It's an exciting one-day giving event that helps support the future of WOSU Public Media. Today only, your investment will be matched by a generous group of WOSU donors. This match is in effect for today only. All gifts will be matched up to $50,000. So give now and be a part of Match Day and be a part of the future of our new headquarters. Visit WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678.
Yes, and as we've been talking about, this Match Day supports the future, the foundation of WSU Public Media, because the money you give today will support WSU's new headquarters, new studios, new community space, new media learning lab, etc. Your gift will literally lay the foundation for WSU's future service to our community. If you give now, your gift will be matched by others who want to support our new facility near Ohio State's campus right off High Street and be part of this one-day giving event right now. Be a building block of this exciting future of WSU Public Media. Give at WOSU.org or by calling our volunteers at 866-897-9678.
Match Day is just that, one day. It's your only chance to have your dollars matched thanks to some generous WOSU supporters who have given to inspire others to donate. We ask you to consider a one-time gift of $100 or $200. If you're a sustaining member, thank you. We ask you to make an additional gift to support our new home. For this one day only, your gift will be matched, making your donation go further. Give now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to introduce our guest, Gretchen Ritter. She's Dean and Vice Provost of Ohio State University College of Arts and Sciences. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you joining us for this special day. A lot of people are asking what's going on with all the construction on High Street. Part of that is Campus Partners, of course. You know, they're developing that area and have been for many years now. Beyond the new home for WOSU now, though, which we have been talking about, what are we planning for the rest of that area when it comes to the investment of OSU?
Sure. So in a narrow sense, the Arts District is two new buildings. It's a new building for music. It's a new building for theater. But really, I think the vision for the Arts District is something much broader. It's a vision that involves collaboration. It's a vision that involves community. It's a vision that involves a way of rethinking the geography of Ohio State.
Yeah, they're talking about it as the new gateway.
As a new gateway, exactly. As a way to sort of point the university east and north, as a way to open us up to the community. And we're going to be so pleased to be able to have more opportunities to partner, not just within the arts at Ohio State, but with the Wexner Center for the Arts, with the library system, and of course, with WOSU.
Thanks to Jess Willard in Columbus, and thank you, Derek DeCenzo from Columbus. Appreciate your support today on Match Day. Again, those numbers are 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Yeah, Tom Ryland, we talked about that earlier, how excited we are. I just had an intern ride his bike in today. And has
in
to
the snow.
Long, every day he rides his bike in, and it's a long haul, and he does it because he's devoted, you know, to learning more about public media. But we're going to make that a lot easier on the students.
It's going to be a lot easier. We look at we're tracking our student use right now in the hours, and we see a double tripling over the next couple of years due to this building. And really, what we're doing there is working with the WAX, working with the School of Music, working with the theater department, and others within about a block of us, which is, you know, and location today does make a difference. It really does. And we've talked a little bit about that. But we see so many new collaborations. We see so many opportunities that can connect what we do with the Arts District that we're looking forward to having really, really interesting discussions over the coming year to make that happen.
You know, we were talking about how nice it's going to be just within our organization to have those, you know, those moments in the hallway, kind of with those hallway discussions. It's the same way outside of WOSU with our partners in the OSU community, right? I mean, it's not going to be this big, hairy deal to get up and go to the Wexner Center for me now.
Exactly. It's not going to be a big, hairy deal for you to go to the Wexner Center. And what I hope is that the arts will be seen not just as a place to come and see things, but as a place to participate, as a place for us to start having dialogue around various things.
With people outside even the OSU community.
Absolutely, with people outside. You know, I'm very struck about why this is such an opportune moment to do this. I've been looking at all the advertising that says Columbus creates the arts creates Columbus. This is a moment where the city is beginning to really celebrate its creative culture. And I think we understand that having a creative culture not only contributes to economic development, it contributes to empathy. It contributes to community engagement. And we want to be part of that story.
That's where my heart is when it comes to arts and sciences, is how it creates that something inside of you. It's kind of hard to describe, but it matters, and but it can be manifest by the buildings that we construct on the campus.
Yeah, it has to be welcoming. I mean, people have to feel like campus is doesn't have a wall around it. It's really a welcoming place. It's easy to get to. It's, you know, parking's not a big issue. It's just kind of those barriers that I hear when I'm in the community sometimes. Oh, I don't go to come to campus because of this. But the Arts District and WSU and 15th and High is going to be so accessible because it's really kind of connecting that town and gown that we haven't connected in the past.
Right,
so we're
exactly.
Excited about that.
Thanks to Marie Takix in Columbus, and thanks to Brian Linker in Hilliard, and also Michael Ford in Ashland. I want to say thanks to you for your support of 89.7 NPR News and WOSU Public Media. I'm Ann Fisher. Joining me is Tom Ryland. He's our general manager here at WOSU Public Media, and it's an exciting day here at 89.7 NPR News. This is WOSU Public Media Match Day. It's a one-day giving event that helps support WOSU Public Media. Today only, your investment will be matched by a generous group of WOSU donors, but it's just for today. Those generous donors will match all gifts, making your donation go further. So give now and be a part of Match Day. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
That's right. This year, Match Day is special because gifts will help build WSU's future service, the foundation that we provide to Central Ohio's community. Your gift will support WSU's new headquarters, which is part of the 15th and High Project and right across from the Arts District, which we're very excited about. WSU will be part of Ohio State's new front door. Take part in this one-day giving event and be a part of the new era of WSU Public Media. Visit us at WSU.org or call 866-897-9678.
When you make a gift of $60 or more today, we have a special way to say thank you. You will receive a WOSU Challenge coin. This is a gold coin with a picture of our new building on one side and the WOSU Public Media logo on the other side. The coin comes with a certificate to celebrate your contribution to our new headquarters and the future of public media in Central Ohio. Get your own WOSU Public Media Challenge coin and certificate when you make a gift of $60 or more right now. Visit WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678. Also with us is Gretchen Ritter. She's Dean and Vice Provost of Ohio State University's College of Arts and Sciences, which has a huge hand in all of this development, the arts district and the campus, and its relationship to what Campus Partners is creating on the other side of High Street as a gateway to the campus. It really is literally physically integrating the city with the university now.
Exactly. And I think it's also integrating internally. I don't know that everybody appreciates what an amazing range of arts we have on the campus. We've got one of the very best dance programs in the country. We have the visual arts. We have a school of music. We have theater. We have design. We have the Barnett Center for Integrated Arts and Enterprise. And we have the Advanced Computing Center for Arts and Design. And all of that together, I think, really creates a foundation for innovation and creativity that reaches well beyond the walls of the campus. And I think this is part of the expansion of Columbus more broadly.
I remember one of the things I learned a long time ago when I first moved to Columbus 30 years ago was how little kids who grow up in the Center City actually get to campus. And they started developing relationships with schools and that sort of thing to get them to games, you know, baseball games, football games, that kind of thing, just to at least physically get them on campus. Why is that important?
I think it's important so that people can imagine themselves there. It makes a huge difference if you think particularly about students who come from families where they haven't been fortunate enough for somebody to go to college. Campus can be kind of a daunting place. So making that a more open place, making it the backyard, making it a place where you come and not just see things, but participate in things and feel like it's part of yours because you're part of the state is, I think, an incredibly impactful and important thing to do.
Thank you to George Gans in Dublin. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Thank you to Wendy and Sean Brinker in Westerville. And thank you for increasing your sustaining membership today for Match Day. Tom Ryland, the look of the building, and we're going to be talking to the architect soon, but it really is a building that people will walk by and they can see into it.
Yeah, literally. You can
literally
see into it. Yes.
Ceiling to floor, windows, all
you know,
the way around.
And really, you know, it's not only the fact that you can do that and see the workings of what's going on behind those windows, but, you know, it's a reflection, I think, of what we try to strive for in public media is be more transparent with people when it comes to news, how we create the news. And that's what we see in the building is with the new space, we can talk about the news and how we create the news. I mean, trusted news is so important today, and we feel like that's what we provide, but there's a process behind it. It's a very important process. So we want to talk about that. We want to talk about that, bring in faculty to talk about their work, what they do behind the scenes and to make what they do. And so the building is iconic in that way. When you see from High Street down 14th, which will be open for traffic, we will have a small plaza in front, and it opens up to the signage and to that corner, and it's going to be very special. And I know Chris Myers is going to be here, so I don't want to take his bang away because he's going to talk about it, but he did an amazing job in his team in designing this building.
Talk about the Media Lab and allowing people to come in and make podcasts. I mean, this is going to be more than just internships and that kind of a thing. There's going to be things that people can use.
That's right. We, you know, aside from the community studio and the reception area, one of the very public places will be on the third floor with a great view of in the Media Learning Lab. And this is a lab that we experimented with a little bit when we had studios at COSI. But this is going to be much bigger and broader. And we'll have a podcast studio. We'll have facilities there where people can come in and learn the software, how to produce documentaries, how to do whatever they can want to do with the media that maybe they gather. We'll have mentors there. This is going to be open not only for students, but the general public and the community as well. And so we're thrilled to actually be helping, you know, whether you're 70 or you're 17, you know, the future producers and future creators using media in Central Ohio. And I think there's a lot of folks in their 70s and in their teens who want to work
and
learn more about how to do this.
We're going to be around for a long, long
time.
That's right. So that's what this building is intended for, a long time, to engage people. That word that Tom used earlier, Dean Ritter, transparency. That's a part of the mission. I mean, I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth. I mean, but the university needs to be transparent as well.
The university does need to be transparent. I think we need to remember that we are here because of a social compact with the broader public, and our mission is to serve that broader public. And we do that through our research, we do that through education, but we do that also through community partnerships and service. And I think that the Arts District is an important part of that story. It opens our front doors in ways that I think will allow people to feel like it's a more accessible place to them.
Thank you to David Smith in Marysville. Thank you to Diana Morris. She's making a gift in honor of Daniel. Thanks for all of your support, everybody. Again, those numbers are 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for 89.7 and WOSU Public Media.
While Executive Dean is here, I wanted to mention that one of the things that we're looking forward to is working with her. You know, she's fairly new to Columbus, so welcome.
Thank you.
It's not too late to say welcome, I don't think. and her team. And one of the things we're trying to do is also connect this building actually physically through fiber optics to some of the venues that are being built today.
That's right.
Through the music department, hopefully some aspects of the theater department, so that this connectivity allows us to very efficiently create new content out of the venues that they're in already to basically expand the visibility, but also the appreciation of the arts at Ohio State. So that's just a little aspect of what this building brings. It's not just a standalone. We're going to be connected to the campus in so many creative ways.
Well, hosting classical music groups. I mean, all kinds of things like that, right?
Yes, indeed. And I think the other thing that you pointed out earlier about kind of the visibility of some of your studio spaces and the kind of maker spaces you're going to have, I think that it really taps into this sense that people want to participate. They don't want to just view, but they also want to participate. And I see that certainly in our students. I see that in our faculty. I think the more we can do to augment that, to contribute to ways that the broader community can participate with us in making things and reflecting things, it's good for us as well.
It's sort of like changing the culture
a
little bit.
Exactly.
We're tapping into something that's going on out there that we're not a part of right now because we're so
well. We distanced. We also do our thing. We're all very busy, you know,
yeah.
and we're all doing our thing, and we think that's it. But really, facing to the public, and when we go out, and you know, and we get this when we're at festivals and other things, but people want to come in and understand your organization
yeah.
better. They want to have, like you said, an experience with you. That's become more and more important.
Definitely.
It's not just standoffish. People want to be involved mm-hmm. in organizations that they want to support, and we want to provide that.
I know when we've had a few events here, like our Drinks and Dirt events or something like that, and we offer little tours of the studios, and people really want to see the studios. They want to see where the magic happens, kind of, what's behind the curtain a little bit. Thank you to Julie Applegate in Columbus, and also Jennifer Bowman in Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News and WOSU Public Media. My guest is Gretchen Ritter. She's Dean and Vice Provost of Ohio State University's College of Arts and Sciences, and also with me, WOSU General Manager Tom Ryland. Tom's joining me today to ask for your support in a one-day giving event. We call it Match Day on 89.7 NPR News, and it helps support WOSU Public Media. Today only, your investment will be matched by a generous group of WOSU donors who gave in advance. This match is in effect for today only. All gifts will be matched up to $50,000, so give now and be a part of Match Day. Visit WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678.
Now more than ever, public media is essential, and the new WSU headquarters is a space where trusted, impartial journalism can thrive. This new building means we can bring you even more in-depth global and local news, the news and information you depend on. If having trusted news is important to you, then make an investment in the future of WSU. Help us build this new foundation. Make a gift today on Match Day. Go to WSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678.
If you're already a member, consider making an additional gift to fund our future service to you. Your one-time gift of $100 or $200 will be matched right now, but only for today, just for Match Day. Don't let this opportunity pass by. Make a gift and be a part of Match Day at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Elizabeth Korfman in Upper Sandusky, and thanks to Rob and Tricia Dahl and family. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. I mean, it goes way beyond the city of Columbus, too, right?
Upper Sandusky is great.
I mean,
to hear
Upper
from.
Sandusky. We hear from people all over the state sometimes.
Well, the other thing that struck me beyond thinking about the arts district here is that having WOSU next door to us will be so beneficial in other ways. You know, we have one of the very best school of communications in the country, and I'm imagining the kinds of opportunities for our students to be able to connect with you. You know, I'm a big fan of the kind of reporting on public affairs and politics that happens here. And we're very interested in being a place that helps to foster engaged citizenship, that really models democratic dialogue around difficult issues, and doing that in a way that reaches beyond just the boundaries of the campus to the broader community is something that I certainly find quite exciting.
That's great to hear because, you know, we've partnered with some parts of the campus on an ongoing basis. So we have a partnership with the Glenn College right now for mm-hmm. a series called Dialogue, which goes to your point. And Tuesday night we had a dialogue at the Gateway Film Center about Medicare for All, and it was packed. It was you know, overflowing, frankly, from the theater.
Excellent.
And this is something we'll be able to do more often because we actually own the facility we're in, and we will start moving that to the community studio in the future. And so that's just one example of how we can connect really the community to the campus and really the very smart people who know a lot about the major topics that face us in this world.
We're so lucky. It's a privilege every single day to do what we do. Gretchen Ritter, Dean and Vice Provost of Ohio State University's College of Arts and Sciences, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Elizabeth Korfman all the way up in Upper Sandusky and Robin Tricia Dahl and family. This is WOSU Public Media Match Day on 89.7 NPR News. It is an exciting one-day event that helps support WOSU Public Media. Today only, your investment will be matched by a generous group of WOSU donors. This match is in effect for today only. All gifts will be matched up to $50,000. So give now and be a part of Match Day. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. And thanks to Jack Fleury in Ostrander and also Stephen Kostelnik in Columbus. Thanks for your support. We really, really appreciate it.
If you're already a member, consider making an additional gift to fund our future service to you. Your one-time gift of $100 or $200 will be matched right now. We had a lot of folks take advantage of this today. This is a very special and very historic day for us. So be part of today's Match Day. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Make a gift and be part of Match Day at WOSU.org, which, by the way, when you go to that, you can click on and see a live photograph of the building in process right now that we're talking about, or call us at 866-897-9678 and talk to one of our volunteers.
We are only going to be here for one day asking for your contribution, and your dollars will be matched thanks to some generous contributors who gave in advance. We have a match pool of $50,000. Make a one-time gift of $100 or $200 right now, and that gift will be matched. But this is for today only. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I can't wait because it's going to be just about a year from now.
It is.
When everybody who has shown their support for WOSU Public Media will see that in fully taken shape in our new WOSU headquarters.
We'll be hosting hundreds of tours of those that contribute today as well.
Exactly.
I guarantee it.
I mean, you're going to be there. You're going to see it for yourself. This isn't something abstract. It is absolutely happening right now. And thanks to you, Andrew Duval in Columbus, and also Thomas Sigmund in Powell, for showing your support for what we're trying to create for the community by way of WOSU Public Media. Now, we've had to pull ourselves back from describing the building or talking kind of too much about it because we wanted to
We have the expert with us.
We have the expert with us, Chris Myers. He's principal architect and founding owner of Myers & Associates Architecture. Obviously, they designed the building, and I'm sure it's kind of an ongoing process too, right?
A little bit. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The new WOSU building will look very different from the basement offices we now occupy in the Fawcett Center. Can you kind of paint a visual picture of the new WOSU headquarters? If you didn't have your boards in front of you and you had to describe it to somebody, what do you say?
So one of the interesting things about the evolution of the building design is really coming from the Fawcett Center. You've been here about 50 years, kind of stuck in the basement. The transparency, the visual openness of the building is a really significant feature of its design. The engagement of the community and the surrounding area has really represented itself in the characteristic features of the architecture, bringing a lot of the program and internal activity to that facade, and really representing the operations of the organization. So stylistically, it's a very contemporary building and sort of turning the operations to be a component of the facade, really letting that dynamic energy that is WOSU really represent itself through the design of the building.
When you think about designing a building for the ages, though, nowadays, it's different. You know, I was hearing about how they're designing, you know, someone wants to start going back to the old kind of Greek architecture for federal buildings in Washington, D.C. And I'm thinking, how do you do that as an architect, both create something for the ages and something beyond the here and now?
So I think we've always taken the approach that the architecture is really a representation of three key factors. First is of its context, and making sure it's appropriate for the area that it's located. Second is that it's a really strong representation of the organization, and the functionality of what's happening within the building, and becoming a component that really represents the identity of the organization. And third is that it really does have some degree of permanence. So often buildings are created in this sort of temporary fashion, and they're meant to only last a short period of time. And, you know, with the sensitivity of our environment and making sure our world is well taken care of long into the future, there's a certain degree of permanence that we seek in the buildings.
And it says something about WOSU too, right, that way?
Yeah, that's right, Ann. And I just want to mention that Myers & Associates is a local firm downtown Columbus. And, you know, this was a bit out throughout this country. And we interviewed several firms. When Chris and his team came in, they just knew us, for one thing, which is helpful, rather than an outside kind of firm coming in. But they came in with so many great ideas. And they understood instantly what our challenges were, where we are now, what our vision was for the future. And so I just want to compliment, because we've been working together for a while now, Chris and his team for all they've done, and Myers & Associates have done an excellent job on a building that's really quite unique. And he can talk to this, but there are some unique acoustical and other issues when you talk about a broadcast building versus a hotel or an office building.
Exactly. Yeah. We were talking about electricians, for one thing, and fitting all of those wires into one building.
Right. So as Tom mentioned, the building has incredibly advanced technologies, and what that will really do is allow WOSU to enhance its global coverage. And as much as we think of this building as its presence on the 15th and High Development and part of Columbus, it really has a global reach. When we started getting involved in the project, the result of the design is quite literally a collaboration of so many different folks. Tom and his staff have been really integral in every aspect of its development. Campus Partners has been a great co-worker with us in not only having this building work right in the development, but also recognizing the significance of the message that this building is providing to our community.
Thanks to Jennifer Honeycutt in Westerville and also Lynn Roos in Dublin for your support of 89.7 NPR News and WOSU Public Media writ large. This is WOSU Public Media Match Day on 89.7 NPR News. And today only, your investment in the future of WOSU will be matched by a group of generous supporters who gave in advance. We have a match day pool of $50,000. This match is in effect for one day only. If you listen tomorrow, match day will be over. Don't miss this chance. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Ann Spear in Lancaster, thanks to you for your support. She says, I am 86 and WOSU has been important to me all my life.
I love that. Thank you, Ann. Thank you very much. Thanks to both Anns, this Ann and that one. This match day is extra special because you have a chance to be part of the future service, the foundation, really, of WOSU Public Media. We're building this new headquarters, as we've talked about, at 14th and Pearl, right off High Street, on near Ohio State's campus. And this new building will allow WOSU to expand our services in arts and culture, in journalism and news and education. It will bring you more great programming you depend on. Be a part of this on match day today only, this very historic day. We're turning to you to see if you can support this special undertaking at WOSU.org, or call and have your gift matched by phone. Talk to one of our volunteers at 866-897-9678.
That's right. Two walls over, as I like to say, are volunteers that are right here in Central Ohio. And one of the ways they show their support is by answering the phones. So you know you're talking to someone else who loves WOSU when you call and show your support today. It is an exciting day for WOSU Public Media. We walk around all day saying happy match day to each other.
That's
it's
right.
Kind of like a holiday. A group of generous donors have provided a match pool of $50,000, and you can have your gift matched today. And that gift supports the future of everything we do at WOSU Public Media. Your one-time gift of $100 or $200 will be matched. You decide the amount, and then join us for match day. And when I say you decide the amount, we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. I know this is a great time for somebody to give for the first time. Doesn't matter what it is. It means that you're a part of something really cool that's going to be happening and that has been happening for 100 years here on the Ohio State campus at WOSU Public Media. But this is for today only. Match day ends at 8 tonight. Don't delay. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Edwin Malik in Columbus. He's happy today, giving today, and to say happy Valentine's Day to his wife, Maureen. You know, one of the things we've mentioned that people have given today, and one person donated on behalf of her fifth grader son, and it reminded me that lots of children listen to WOSU, listen to 89.7 NPR News, and I know they listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher because they tell me, you know, some kids are homeschooled. They listen. It's part of their learning process is to listen to 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. And I know that we have a regular group couple that visit that joins us for some of our events like Drinks and Dirt and that kind of a thing. And they said their kids play NPR News. Like, we used to play school. They get to play, who gets to play David Green or you know, whoever it is, and they play being news broadcasters. And in the promotional materials for the new building, Chris Myers, there are a lot of children. It's very colorful, and children are very much a part of what we envision.
Well, there was such a unique offering that WOSU had at COSI. And it really allowed us an opportunity to sort of think beyond the sort of typical public media participant, and really to think about the broad spectrum of the population that we really interact with. In creating this building, we needed to create opportunity spaces that allowed enormous flexibility for the programming that is planned for this facility. And in doing that, there's the ease of having events for children, for students, for all kinds of programs that create this sense of engagement with the community.
Kids are listening. Thanks to Shelley Simpson in Grove City. Thanks to Ellen Vossler in Johnstown. Thanks to Gretchen Ritter in Columbus. Of course, Gretchen Ritter, the Dean and Vice Provost of Ohio State University's College of Arts and Sciences. She was just on the show. Is it a daunt?
See that, Chris, when somebody's on this show?
No pressure, Chris Myers. But speaking of pressure, I'm just thinking about the kind of nerve-wracking prospect.
Chris and his team has been under pressure.
Yeah.
But they're used to it. They're used to this stuff.
It's really amazing. It's the nature of our profession. We are always faced with challenges in projects and budgets and getting permits and contracting and all of it. And it's really what we love. The team assembled to create this project, everything from our own internal staff, our team of consultants, Messer Construction has been an incredible partner, not only for this building, but really all of the 15th and High development. It really does take an enormous amount of thoughtful people who are really committed to the cause to be able to have this come together. We've been on schedule. We're on budget. We're tracking towards everything being very successful. But it really does take a lot of organization, a lot of strategy, and a lot of engagement with those involved.
I think one thing, Ann, you should realize, because we did talk about this being a very special building, is that one thing Myers and Associates brought to the fore was some consultants that they from outside that were going to be part of this team. One, an acoustician. What a great job to be an acoustician. To worry about acoustics on everything, based in Dallas, who did NPR's headquarters, et cetera. Wow. And other experts who really knew our industry and could combine with the Myers team to really work together. And they've done a great job working together.
Obviously, acoustics are a big deal, because not only for the studios and so forth, but for the performance spaces we're envisioning.
Well, one of the challenges we faced when we wanted to have a building that has this transparency and this visual openness, it's really not conducive to performance spaces and the degree of technology and recording that the facility really required. And so we brought in Russ Berger, who's the acoustical design team out of Dallas. And as Tom had mentioned, Russ had been involved with NPR's headquarters and, gosh, probably 50 different studios around the world. His expertise on our team was essential because as much as we can create the architecture in the space, it's the technical performance that will not only make the great building, but it'll make a great performing building, and making sure that all of the offerings that this place will have is absolutely in the latest technology.
Yeah, I mean, and all that glass, because of the transparency piece, is kind of antithesis of acoustic compatibility. And so you're offsetting
lots
that glass with lots
tricks.
Of stuff. Yes. Exactly, lots of architectural tricks. And I'm just thinking, though, we're talking about transparency, and it cuts both ways. It's going to allow us to see out to the community all the time. I mean, somebody in one of our planning sessions for the environment, you know, when we're talking about how to design the environment and what it's going to look like and what kind of pictures are going to be on the wall sort of thing. Someone said, well, what are the pictures going to be? And I thought, well, the pictures are going to be the view outside.
Correct. So we've taken the approach of really weaving a community collaboration zone. It starts with the studio space down in the lower, in the lobby level. But it really weaves itself throughout the entire building. And throughout that zone are areas for media labs and podcast rooms, but also places where staff can interact with the students and with the public and really creating an opportunity for engagement.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. I'm here. You just heard Chris Myers. He's the principal architect and founding owner of Myers & Associates Architecture. They designed and are designing, as it goes forward, the new WOSU headquarters. Joining me today as well, Tom Ryland. He's general manager of WOSU Public Media. This is WOSU Public Media Match Day on 89.7 NPR News. Today only, your investment in the future of WOSU will be matched by a group of generous supporters who gave in advance. And we have a match day pool of $50,000. This match is in effect for one day only. If you listen tomorrow, match day will be over. Don't miss this chance. Visit WOSU.org or call now at 866-897-9678.
Today's match day is extra special because the money raised will support the new WSU headquarters we've been talking about over the last hour. Your generosity is essential to the creation of this new place, new space, and new experience for our community. So call us right now, 866-897-9678, or go online, see the actually the building being built today, live shot at WOSU.org, and check it out and contribute what you can today to the historic day that we call Match Day.
Yeah, the new place, new space, and new experience. And it's not just about us. That is more and completely about the entire community. And your generosity is essential in creation of this new place, new space, and new experience, not only in creating it, but in inhabiting it as well. It's not just about where we'll work. It's where you will visit. It was where you will experience all kinds of artistic events, all kinds of performing arts events, all kinds of WOSU events. It really runs the gamut for our community. In this new building, WOSU Public Media will be able to make more engaging content for you for years and years to come. So this programming is for you, our listeners. You are the most valuable part of WOSU Public Media. So be a part of Match Day and be a part of WOSU's future. Give at WOSU.org or by phone at 866-897-9678. Chris Myers, principal architect, founding owner of Myers & Associates Architecture. We only have about a minute left, but I wanted to just, I wondered, when you're designing a building like this, does it change your organization? Does it affect you?
It does. And in terms of we take approach of really engaging with how one of our clients might function and operate. It's sort of our role to build upon that, refine that, maybe even improve that. And through that improvement, I think we learn for ourselves ways that we can improve and change some of our operations. And one of the aspects in this building that we've discovered is the degree of participation of your listeners and supporters in all of the public events that we've had. And Tom and I have been to a number of different presentations where we really listen and engage with those who are supporting not only the building, but also the WOSU organization. And with that, we take that opportunity to sort of learn from the community and have that really guide some of the shaping in the architecture that we create.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Chris Myers, principal architect and founding owner of Myers & Associates Architecture. Also, Tom Ryland, thanks to you for your time today.
Thank you,
appreciate
Ann.
It.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. Don't forget, when you make a gift of $60 or more today, you'll get a WOSU Challenge coin and certificate. But more importantly, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you're investing in the next 100 years of WOSU Public Media. Thanks so much for your attention today, and thanks for your help. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.